Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 440, Lockout Returns, for August 28th, 2014. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Biowolf.
And I am sitting here in Seattle with some other fine people from Ready Up Live. First to my left is Drax112.
What's going on, guys?
Sorry. How's it going? Next is first time on the show, Velocity.
How you going? Good.
He's the Aussie. So I believe this is our second Aussie appearance on the show, which is cool. We're rounding out our international part of the podcast. And then returning is Mickey. Welcome back.
Guten Tag.
He is not German, just FYI.
No, he's not.
No, not at all.
He's American like the rest of us, except for...
So he's a wannabe German, basically.
He's wannabe everything.
In a sense?
Wannabe everything.
Yeah.
So we got some news this morning of a certain map finally being officially announced, which is a Lockout, which I think all of us are very excited about.
Woo!
Yay!
Ah!
Lockout's probably... I don't know, arguably one of the most popular Halo 2 maps, you guys think?
I'd say out of all the Halo maps that have ever been released, it's probably one of the most iconic next to Blood Gulch. So
yeah.
All I remember is that I'd get a lot of good sticks on it. That's my favorite map of all time in Halo 2. So.
Dude, you play any map and you get crazy sticks with plasma grenades. I don't even know.
He's like the stick god.
Oh, you have no idea how many times he has stuck me, and I'm like, you weren't even on that side of the map. Like, how did that even happen?
I threw it off this wall, and it bounced off that wall and then stuck you in the face.
Magic. So as far as Lockout goes, we don't know what the new name of it is going to be yet. It's just been revealed from GameSpot this morning. But we can expect some gameplay, I believe, for this weekend from PAX. And all of us right now, except for Biowolf, is here in Seattle for PAX. And we're excited. I think a few of us are going to play for the showdown. I think you guys are going to try to pick up some games on, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
But I don't know. What are you guys looking forward to most about the changes? You guys have seen the screenshots, the new sexiness of Lockout. What do you think?
I want to see what we've seen what the shotgun hall looks like, and that looks really good. You know, with the flood forms, everything like that. But we haven't really seen any other interiors like S1 or the library or anything like that. And based on everything else that they've done, all the changes that they've made, it's just, it looks incredible, and I can't wait to see what the rest of it's going to look like.
Yeah, that BR tower, and then, they did a lot of really cool things with Shotgun Hall, so I can only imagine what the inside of the lift room is going to look like, what Bottom Snipe is going to look like.
God. Oh, that lift room is going
to... I'm just glad that they didn't pull a Blackout and, like, change the entire aesthetic of the entire map and... turn it UNSC rather than Forerunner.
That's one of the things I'm actually worried about with it. Like, I'm really excited for the map. However, Blackout was received so poorly that this is another remake of a map. And people, like, if you screw this map up, they're going to complain about it for a very long time.
Well, they've done a pretty, from the screenshots, it looks like they've done a fantastic job. I mean, I've always admired the artist's work in the sky drops. We can just see it now. It's beautiful. I like how they stuck with the snow theme.
Yeah,
that snow thing looks awesome.
It does.
Well, it's also not made in Forge either.
That's true.
Yeah, we didn't get it in Halo 4, so. Yeah.
One interesting thing, though, is I'm kind of noticing now, but you can see how the elbow is actually kind of built out a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like they extended it a little bit.
Yeah, they kind of built out so where it's not just a straight corner up. So you won't exactly get pinged from Snipe. You can actually duck back.
Yeah, it makes me. I also wonder, like, with all these remakes, that they have an interactive element now, and it makes me wonder what the interactive.
So every single map so far that we've seen gameplay of has had an interactive element.
Yeah.
So Sanctuary has the waterfalls. Ascension has the bubble shield. Yeah. Zanzibar already has the gate, which I'm assuming is still there. So
yeah, the gate and the wheel. Back, I think they would just leave that.
Yeah, they probably just leave that. So coagulation, we'll have to see what that's going to be like.
I've heard something. Vehicle access bridge is what I heard.
Yeah. So there's this mysterious forge bridge piece that no one still has any clue what role that plays in Halo 2 Anniversary.
So, but that it makes me wonder what they're going to do with Lockout. Like, what interactive element could you add?
I'm assuming it's going to be in top mid. All the other interactive elements have been out in the open.
Yeah, something central to the map.
Yeah, something that's a game changer. So, but
I'm just kind of hoping that they do something with like the snow. It'd be interesting to see something to do with that. Like they have on.
Like an avalanche?
Sanctuary.
Or like just have a something come like in that. So you can't see.
Like, make it so you can't actually see the sniper tower from like BR tower. The same thing, like having a.
That'd be crazy cool.
The thing is, though, it has to be something that you can remove and keep people from. You know, in yeah. Because I guess Green Skull told me the other day that the pieces on Ascension that you can like press the button to like those are actually forgeable. Like you can like just remove those buttons. He found that out at Gamescom, I guess. So,
well, Max Hoberman was saying for the Sanctuary one that those buttons were supposed to be movable too. So I'm assuming all the ones that they're adding in here
is just forgeable.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that makes me really hopeful for Halo 5 Forge.
Oh yeah,
that we'll be able to forge all of these different kind of like switches everywhere, and you can change the paths. Because that was one of the things I really liked about Halo 2 and Halo 3 was the interactive elements. Like for Zanzibar, you could change that one pathway into and out of the base. You could take a Warthog in and grab the flag, or High Ground in Halo 3, which is the classic like switch
open
map.
The gate to get in. And,
exactly. It's like that was a crux of gameplay for that map, especially for one-sided objectives. So you implement those kind of features in there, add it to where people can actually go and customize flows of maps and be able to have the staged approach. I think that's going to drive at least a lot of the objective gameplay.
We're talking
Halo.
About that. The only thing I can think of is the Harry Potter, the moving stairways.
Oh, I know. That'd be really funny. I think that'd be a way to like to flip the can like the way the match is going around pretty quick would be to like there's a certain way that you're going in the map, like a certain hallway or something like that, and then you press a switch and it totally screws up the other team because they're like, oh wait, we can't go that way anymore. Like we have to go around now.
Right.
They activated this thing. So
yeah, it's lots of cool things to look at. As far as some other news going on, though, we have Halo Reach, which is going to be Games for Gold next month.
Might jump back into multiplayer for that, because servers are going to be populated.
Yeah, that's definitely
true. I've always loved Reach. It's always been my favorite multiplayer.
I think the max I hit in Reach was an Eclipse.
You're a liar.
I think, and
I joined the online scene in Halo in Reach. That's when I started Xbox Live in Reach, so it's always been my favorite.
Yeah. Then we had a game night like a few weeks ago. I think we were playing. Was it you that like we were playing on what's that? What's the map that's in New Alexandria? And there's like the central top snipe area.
Oh,
or something like that. Was it you that like sniped some guy
who
was running across the freaking thing? Like just domed him, and everyone was like, "Holy crap, good shot!" Like,
oh yeah, he was like sprinting across.
I think it was. Who was it that you killed? I think it was. Oh my god, was it Bubba? I think it was.
It could have been Bubba.
I'm proud of that.
He could have been.
Oh my gosh.
I enjoy
so
playing
funny.
Reach, but I enjoy playing certain match types because I like to stay away from anything that has armor.
Well, in terms of custom games, I tend to prefer the mini game. Like, not really team based. Like, with the Ready to Play Game Nuts, we just do mini games where everyone has fun. That's the idea.
Yeah.
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 That's one thing that I loved about Reach is that because the Forge was so improved, you got so many crazy, awesome custom game types and stuff like that. Like, that's where I spent most of my
games.
Oh
my gosh, there's so many of those in Reach.
Yeah. Indiana Jones. Indiana
Jones.
That's like a classic staple of Reach. And then like the race maps that came out for Reach too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one that we were playing last week on Ready Up Live's game night was this week was the Trash Compactor.
Oh.
Like that was one that was amazing. Like it was awesome because Sierra Phoenix kind of lagged out and then came back in, but she was a zombie too, but she was able to kill me. But the only funny part was she was able to drive the Wraith back into down there, like where everybody was at, and she immediately died. It was just hilarious.
So the game like glitched out and like kind of put her on both teams or something? That's weird.
Yeah, it was funny.
Those joint in progress is always kind of tend to you find weird things about Halo, how the Halo engine works. It's like, oh, you spawned in late in the game. Oh, we don't actually have any role
and
for you.
I feel like some of the stuff is transferred from game to game. Like some of the same stuff happened in Reach in Halo 4. And I think that like the developers are probably kind of like, well, it doesn't really screw up the game. It's just kind of funny. So let's just leave it in there, you know, because it makes some funny moments. So
yeah, definitely.
Another good custom game that have been built around is King of the Hill. That brings a lot of good games like Crash Up Derby. One of my favorites.
Oh my gosh. We play that every single Halo game night, don't we? Like pretty much like every time.
It's so fun.
It's like nostalgic.
It's like a staple.
We do it almost every Wacky Wednesday that we have.
Yeah, so like Reach coming back for that is going to be so much fun. I'm so glad that they made that free for a month.
Well, Talking about Forged, they're going to have some Forged stuff down there this weekend, correct?
They're supposed to, yeah. PAX. There was supposed to be actually a big Forged presence at Gamescom, but they decided to move it to PAX. So I'm expecting to see a lot of information on Forged during the Halo panel on Saturday.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get some hands-on time with that stuff.
Yeah, so sometime after noon on Saturday Pacific time, expect a ton of news to come out.
Yeah.
Because the panel starts at 11, so...
Yeah.
So... What on you guys' deal, like if you want to see in custom games, like what are some things that you would actually want to see changed from Halo 4 or and improved?
For custom games?
Like just see, yeah, for like, well, just in Forge. Like, I don't know if how many of you guys actually forged maps or do any of that stuff, but I know a lot of Forge people out there. And there's a lot of different things that they would really want, like precision forging or whatever is one that a lot of people want to see back. And
well, yeah, I want an undo feature. I want to be able to group objects together and move them as one rather than move each individual piece.
Yep.
And I also want to be able to pick a theme, like a palette theme for a map, especially if it's a blank map. Like if it's
you
a
and
map,
I think
like,
very much alike.
Like if I'm going to forge on a map, say like just we'll just say Lockout, like obviously that map needs to be like, you don't want to throw UNSC pieces into a Forerunner themed map. Like that just doesn't look good. Like it just kind of looks dumb.
No.
But I think like if it's a blank canvas, like something like Forge World or something, you should be able to pick UNSC, Covenant, Forerunner, like even if there's a flood theme, like, you know, you should be able to pick that kind of stuff. Also, something I've wanted since Halo 3 is to be able to forge in partially destroyed vehicles.
That would be awesome. Yes.
That would be pretty cool.
I want to be able, to like add a permanent flaming warthog on the map somewhere. Like,
that would make Machinima so much cooler.
Oh, my God. Like,
oh, yeah.
That needs to be a thing.
I only have one thing I'd like to see with more Forge. I'd want to be able to spawn 8 mantises per side.
Holy
Drax knows why I want to do that.
Yeah,
you technically could through the game type options.
Wasn't it unfortunately Anthrax, who made it a map, is impossible. His Mantis Warground. He had 8.
Yeah, that's what. Well, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
I tried everything we could because I actually have a game type. I never ended up finishing the map. I got almost all the way done with it. The only thing I didn't do was place the last 4 mantises and the last the spawns and stuff. But I had it was pretty much Mech Warrior. It's not like you had to be in a thing, and it was just...
Because so Pete the Duck's map has 16 mantises on it.
Did he really do that?
For Onslaught, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
To ask him how he did that, then.
That's maybe it was just genius. The map.
I don't know, but...
You just change the vehicle set, then.
Yeah, I think
you change the vehicle set in the game type option, then you spawn all vehicle classes, and then you just change it to mantises only, and it'll change all those weapon spawns to mantises.
Well, make
or Manti, whatever the plural is.
It's like a loop in the system, like to like figure out how to like make it so everyone. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, someone did a video on YouTube where they showed all the vehicles and what they were changing to.
It's Pete the Duck, I think.
Was it? Yeah, it was Pete the Duck.
Was it Eli?
No, it wouldn't have been Eli. He's not.
And I think it was Pete.
All those guys, though, those Forge guys, it's like crazy. It's like all
could have been Psycho Duck. It could have been Pete the Duck. Could have been Knockyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been a couple different people.
Yeah. Which I actually got a message from Pete this morning, and we may be pursuing another kind of little Forge-ish competition very soon.
Really?
Yeah, we had an idea back a while ago. We actually posted on Twitter about trying to get some people together for kind of like a Forge contest type of thing. So we're actually thinking about bringing that up again.
In what? In like Halo 4, Halo Reach?
One? I don't know what exactly we might be doing. We might wait till the Master Chief Collection comes out and do it in there, but I have to talk details with them later. But we had this really cool idea, I want to say back in maybe April time frame, something like that, to where we have a contest where forgers would go in and have maybe 15 minutes to make one side of like a CTF map, and then after that's done, you bring in other people to go play the map and see which forge side is like better defended or something like that. That was one idea that we had.
Each person forges one half of the map or
something.
That could play out interesting, though, because like as you're forging, like you could see what the other person's forging and like try to counter.
We would make it in the way where we'd put up like a center barrier thing. It's like,
oh, like put up
and we're monitoring. It's like you can't go past and you can't see what the person's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah. It'd be really, really cool. But going back to the forge idea, kind of moving it back to Lockout, we've seen a couple like weapon changes, placement changes for some of the new maps. What do you think is going to change, if any, is going to be for a Lockout?
The sniper better not move really much at all.
I think that's an icon, a staple, like that's not going to change.
I think they might swap sword and shotgun.
That would be interesting.
That's something that I've seen done before, and the map still plays relatively the same. It's just, you know, tweaked. It's a little bit different because people rush a different point of the map first rather than people rush shotgun hall rather than.
That would make that shotgun hall a lot more interesting, though, if you swap those
yes,
two.
It would.
It would. It really would.
Might that also add a little bit of a problem, though, with the fact that the sword might actually be able to just get out through the top?
What do you mean?
Like, if you actually see somebody at the top, you could actually jump up and lunge.
If you lunge that, though, that lunge, though, doesn't normally take you all the way up.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to. True. I don't think so. It's too far of a drop. I think it's designed that way so that you can't do that.
And I don't think the rocket sword glitch is going to be there. And I don't even think there's going to be rockets on the map, so.
Yeah. Unless, you know, you have, like, the pro version of the map where won't be sword, there'll be rockets instead.
Right.
Right.
And they usually put a weapon like that in the middle, so they'll probably swap out shotgun with a rocket launcher and put the shotgun somewhere else, maybe, if it's even in there. I don't even think, do the pros even use shotgun in gameplay? They don't.
No, I don't think so.
Not that VR, sniper rifles, and rockets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. And pistols, I think.
Carbines and
I don't know what else they would change, other than
VR hell. VR.
That'd be there.
Yeah, I think
maybe some grenade placements.
Yeah, they might change somewhere. You know, maybe one instead of two, and then maybe where it's placed, like it changed.
And maybe they'll replace the BR at lift tower to a carbine or something like that.
In the new one, all the power cords are still where they would normally be, right?
It looked like there are a few in different places, but. Most of the areas were still the same. Looked like the ones in the top tower were still there.
What about top mid? Are they still?
Yeah. Okay. So like there's one there. There's one over here. There's right, but so I think there was just one here before, there. But there's two now. So I think most of that's going to be in place.
Okay.
Do you reckon there'll be any changes to the drop down from snipe tower? There's that little gap.
The hole? You mean from like S2 to S1?
Yeah.
Could
they change that? How would they change that?
I don't think so. They just make it a hole. Leave it there. Unless they make that,
they made it a teleporter and close it off.
That's an interesting one.
But I was thinking, though, we were talking about shotgun hall. It makes me wonder if that could be the dynamic element that they introduced somehow down there.
Ooh,
maybe you can close that drop down or something, or like
maybe flood the area with the acid from the
flood the area with flood.
Pun intended.
All of a sudden, flooded multiplayer. Oh god.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god.
Well,
that would suck. They were in that Halo 3? One map. The remake of Chill Out.
Isolation.
Is that what it's called?
Cold Storage.
No, Cold Storage had it, but Isolation had the flood plant.
Oh, yeah, but that was just
change over time.
Yeah.
And the bubbles.
Yeah.
The flood. Yeah. So, that's, I don't know, lots of cool things that could change the lockout. I am wondering what that dynamic element is going
to
be, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to
look. There's quite a few places that you could do that, but...
kind of an interesting idea is because if you actually look at the way that the art looks on it, it looks like it's like a storage facility. So they could actually have a purging thing for it. Like if something was to break free, they could actually seal off that room and purge the room.
So something like on Vertigo where you have the lightning.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah, it could and you kill everybody that's down in the tunnel.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So someone runs for a sword or shotgun, and then someone activates that switch.
Like, no.
That's pretty awesome. That's a good idea. Even if that's not in the thing, I kind of want to, like, if there's like kill balls and stuff. And
if we call that, I'm gonna, like, if we call that on this show, that's going to be freaking.
That'd be sick.
I am a Halo guru.
that's a good idea. Like, it makes me think of like Dead Space 3 with that gas that kills everything when you activate it's gas that eats your face.
What's wrong with that?
It's gas that eats your face.
But yeah, I can't wait on Saturday to see it. But I'm also because I got
tomorrow.
I got media for PAX this year, so I'm gonna get in an hour early tomorrow morning and hopefully get to go straight over to the Halo stuff. And,
I shake my fists at thee.
My gesture's not as.
I'm gonna head straight over to the Halo stuff for sure. So pay attention to my Twitter tomorrow. So I'll be tweeting stuff for sure.
Yay!
You and a log like. I don't know how many others. Well, no, you're going into. Never mind.
Yeah.
I actually
got to go pick up my media badge in like an hour. So,
yeah.
Fucky.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing.
At least you're there. I wish I was there. I mean, all this talk about everybody talking about Halo. It's really awesome.
I haven't felt this excited about Halo in a long time, to be honest. So, I'm pretty jazzed. I was excited for Halo 4. I mean, of course, and everything like that. You know, and honestly, people are gonna like shame me for this, but I really like Halo 4. I don't hate it, but I'm good at it. So,
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, like I can pick up Halo 4 right now and like destroy people, and I can pick up Halo 3 and I'll do okay.
Terrible.
Okay, yeah. Is a great word there.
So I rather play Halo 4 because I do better, but Halo 3, a lot of my friends want to play that right now, Halo 3 and Halo 2. So
I'm just excited to play Halo 2 Remake. Like, I don't even have an Xbox One, yeah. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, crap, there's $320 out of my bank account.
Yeah. But yeah, Lockout's going to be coming, the fifth official map. We've been actually talking a little bit about what we think the sixth map would be.
Oh, Beaver Creek. There's no doubt in my mind that the sixth and final map is going to be your Beaver Creek remake.
We actually talked about that, I think a couple of shows ago, because of the whole, well, in the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer demo, they were the switching back and forth between Lockout and
Beaver Creek,
and we already knew that Lockout was going to be
there. We
don't
have very long until this thing launches.
No.
So I honestly would not be surprised if they reveal that on Saturday in the panel, that it's Beaver Creek.
What would you...
The last map, yeah.
Well, isn't there still one more big gaming event before November?
Because
there's New York Comic Con. I don't think they would announce it there, but
There's the one that Tizer is going to stuff. EGX, right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, European Gaming Expo or something like that?
Yeah. So
it might be there. I don't know.
That might be the last place.
So maybe they'll do like the Forge stuff here. They'll talk about Lockout, and then at EGX they'll talk about Beaver Creek, maybe.
I don't know, but I mean, it is kind of like hometown, so it's like the time where you want to pull out all the stops,
yeah,
to really represent. And I feel like it's going to be at the panel. Excuse me.
Well, they want to draw out the hype too. So
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, we're getting 2.5 months away.
They could reveal it.
Yeah, we're getting close.
EGX to show it off too, like playable. Exactly.
Well, we still haven't seen Coagulation playable. And I think that's what we're going to see here, because they're going to talk about the Forge stuff, and Coagulation is supposed to be the big Forge thing for the Master Chief Collection. That's why I think they're going to really expand on Coagulation.
Yeah,
I would like to see it playable here, but I don't think it's going to be playable. But I think we'll actually finally see some in-game footage
here. I'd love if they Rooster Teeth had like a video.
Oh my gosh!
On the new like a PSA, like, you know, with the guys from Red vs. Blue and stuff on the new
redo episode one,
like,
again.
Yeah, man, like for real. Like, I think that'd be really cool. Like, I think that'd be. I don't know. I know they're here. They have a panel.
Yeah,
don't they? Of course.
They're one. They're either the first or second panel of the expo.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah.
They always are. They're always like one of the big kind of keynote panels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll know in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited.
Yep.
Good stuff. So speaking about the panel, it's on Saturday, 11 o'clock. Yep. We're all going to be there, hopefully with like first or second row seats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the panel is going to be Frankie, Dan Ayoub, Mark Oberman, Kiki Wolfkill, and Paul Lipson, who's the senior audio director for 343 Industries. And that's going to be in then the Royal Hall,
where the GC was last year.
Yeah. Definitely. And then there's actually a signing following in the Paramount Theater at 1 o'clock. So they're probably going to be giving away something to be signed at the panel.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt
it. They usually do.
Kind of interesting that the audio who'd you say?
Paul Lipson. He's the senior audio director for 343 Industries.
That's kind of interesting that he's going to be on that panel. It means they're going to be talking about the in-game audio for the Master Chief Collection and probably H2 Anniversary, because I am in love with the new sounds. Like for
Halo, oh my gosh, all the trailer stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, it feels kind of like
so
Halo again.
Like people are complaining about the BR. The BR does sound a little weird, but like everything, like all the sounds in the game, the grenades, like it just sounds so powerful. Like the bass of everything is just like in your face. Like,
there's still some of the sounds, at least judging from the gameplay that we saw at Gamescom. They're still using some of the Reach assets. They're still using some of the Halo 4 assets. So not all the new audio is in place. But for the ones that are changed, like the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Oh,
the way that sniper sounds is just...
That sounds really, really cool.
And I don't know if you guys ever noticed, too, but one of the cool things I love about that sniper is when you fire it, if you're firing in an open area, you don't hear it, but you can actually hear an echo off. Like, it's not very noticeable, but like when you're standing in a room, you actually can, like, they actually mimic it, so there's a little bit of an echo if you're in an area.
It's so cool how they can, like, mimic actual sound waves within a video game and then have it come through a speaker into your headset. Like, it's just, like, so cool how they do all that. I give so much respect for audio.
All the math behind the audio.
Yeah, it's amazing, so.
Yeah. I'm super psyched for all the information. Because, I mean, it's home to 343, so of course it's going to be a bucket load of information.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out about the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah. Apple's going to be here today at some point, though, from RUL. And if he brought the stuff that I hope he brought, we will probably be recording a lot of video and stuff of the panel and stuff tomorrow. Because he's our videographer, so... no pressure, Apple, but do your job.
You have one job. Don't screw it up.
I got my stuff, too. I'll get you guys back.
Yeah.
So, also, what's going on all weekend is you're going to be able to play the Master Chief Collection if you're here in Seattle, Friday through Monday, at the Xbox booth, which is booth 412, 422, and 432. That's going to be playable. And then there, of course, is the PAX Prime Showdown, and the qualifiers are on Friday, and that's at the Astro and Skull Candies booth. I actually have a meeting midday Friday, so I'm not going to be able to actually play the qualify, but you guys are looking to get some teams together, right, and play?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy over here, this Aussie over here is pretty damn good at Halo.
My controller.
So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm expecting to see lots of good gameplay because there are 5 pro teams invited, and I know there's a couple other pro teams that have formed up to play for this, so... I wouldn't be surprised if most, if not all, the teams that got through to the qualifiers were all pro teams.
Oh, I'm counting on that. Just like the GC last year, like I played against Pistola and Flamesword in Grim Brother 1, my first game. I beat Grim Brother 1. I beat Jeff, which I was happy with. No offense, Jeff. But I knew I wasn't going to beat, you know, Pistola and Flamesword. I got to round 2 and I just got like decimated. And I was like, all right, well, I saw that coming. So
it's crazy how good these pros are. When I was playing against Ghost Niami on Halo 1 on the Player Pro at RTX, that was insane. Like, it really was. It was insane how good they know all the spawns. They know where everything is. This is it's
Ghost,
nuts.
Ghost is like Halo CE is like his game. Like, that's his thing. So. Like, you can even ask Dan. Like, Dan was talking to me about it the other day. Like you don't stand a chance against Ghost in combat at all.
Yeah, we were on the live stream. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
On Halo 3.
So, for Saturday, the first part of the finals, and all games are actually going to be streamed, which is why this thing is taking 2 days, even just for 8 teams. But Saturday, the finals are going to be streamed from 12 to 6. And I believe we figured that out. That was at the Xbox booth that was being done.
The finals?
Yeah.
Is that what they said? We asked Jeff Easterling last night when we were out, and he said he'll let us know when he knows. So he doesn't even know when.
It's not going to be Bennett Royal Hall because that's the main theater for PAX this year.
Yeah.
So unless they got another venue, or if it's actually going to be at the Xbox booth on the show floor or something.
I would assume.
But I would think for something like this, it would be nice to see it kind of in a theater type environment again.
Like last year.
Because last year, oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
Oh my God. That was like the beginning of like... the buildup of Halo hype again.
Yeah.
Like, to watch that live and like see that, even though everybody that watched it like over Xbox Live and everything, like you could just see the energy in the room that like I've watched like competitive games of like Call of Duty and like all those guys. And they get really hyped and stuff like that. But I am sorry, but there is nothing like a high tension Halo match, like one-on-one, like final championship round,
especially when it came down to the sudden death round.
Oh my God, nobody ever saw that coming. They didn't even have a contingency for that. Like, they had to make it up on the fly.
Yeah.
So that was just
gives me chills just thinking about it.
That was so energetic.
But yeah, 6 hours on Saturday. It's going to be from noon to 6, streaming on Halo's Twitch channel, and then on Sunday all the way through to the very last game is going to be on the Halo Twitch as well, and that's going to be from 11 a.m to 6 p.m Lots of Halo to watch. Lots of good Halo to watch.
Halo hype.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Again, it's $10,000 prize pot split between the top 8. And as far as actually being able to watch the streamers, we have Bravo, we have Golden Boy. They were doing the Gamescom casting. But we also have Ghost Yama. He's going to be casting. He's going to enter that hot seat again. And we have Maven stepping up to the plate, too. So we're going to have 4 different casters throughout the weekend casting for... the Master Chief Collection, the PAX Prime Showdown, and I hope to see Golden Boy and Bravo do the finals, like the last series.
Those two have, when they cast together, they just have so much chemistry between each other, and it just, they just
magic.
Oh, it's just awesome.
Magic chemistry. So definitely check out Halo's Twitch stream throughout the weekend, because they're going to have lots and lots of good Halo gameplay going on. Expect Lockout. Expect probably either, I guess, Senko or Sanction might be one of the other two maps they play, if not maybe 3 maps. So
Sanctuary remake?
Yeah.
Shrine. Okay.
Yep. Shrine Zenith, or whatever the Lockout remake name is called. So With that, a few other last minute news items to talk about. Halo Escalation 9 is out, which I actually got to read through all of Escalation. So I'm actually caught up through everything, thanks to Mickey over here.
Yay. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you do it now.
Yeah, if
big,
you're
if
you're a fan of Halo lore at all, and you want to some questions answered that you maybe have lingering in your mind, you need to read the Escalation comics like now.
And and questions raised.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions raised as well. Obviously, issue number 9 does not tie up everything. It's definitely going to be more issues.
How many are they supposed to have total for this?
I know that it goes into double digits. It goes into double digits.
Well, the next one has to be 10.
I think it's anywhere from, it might be 13. It might be a little more. It might be 12. Something like that. Okay. I know it's not too many more.
If you watched, of course, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you did watch it. The Halo 5 teaser where the Chief's wearing the cloak and everything, and you notice how his visor's cracked. That is explained in issue 9, why his visor is cracked. So if that's a question that you want the answer to, then you need to definitely read these comics. So
there you go. And then one last little thing on the bulletin is some of you guys probably have heard of the NECA motorcycle Master Chief helmet, and Frankie's actually donning the prototype in the 343 parking lot. And that thing is massive. Awesome.
It's big, but
that thing
it's
is
cool.
Massive.
Huge.
Without the rest of the, maybe it's just because he doesn't have the rest of the armor on.
Well, it's just supposed to be the helmet.
No, I know. I'm just saying though, Mick. It's just him and a helmet, so it probably just looks really big compared to him.
I know what's going to happen though. In the next couple of weeks, I live really close to Dustin. I'm just going to see him drive by, and he's just going to have the helmet on, and he's just going to turn and look at me, and then just keep going.
Me? Yeah.
In your car.
I don't even own a motorcycle, and I'm going to like buy this helmet. just so I can put on a Master Chief helmet.
I think I can order through my store.
It's the new Halo 3 helmet.
Instead of the cat version? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the news. We kind of want to get a podcast out real quick because we got some awesome lockout news, which is fantastic. And of course, we got Halo Reach coming for Games for Gold next month. So make sure if you have not picked that up, that you go and download it.
Or if you have it, just get rid of it and download it for free.
There you go. That too. Yeah, there you go.
Here's a birthday present.
Here's a game that's 4 years old. Well, thank you guys for listening. Just want to do a quick short show for you guys. Hope you guys enjoy PAX this weekend for those that are here. And for those watching on the sidelines, hope you get to watch some incredible Halo gameplay. And do we know if the panel is streamed? I think it's going to be streamed.
I would assume.
I'd assume it's streamed. So remember, 11 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time on Saturday morning is going to be the Halo panel. Expect a lot of Forge info. Hopefully expect some coagulation gameplay. And we'll have to see what happens with the audio stuff, because that's interesting too.
Yeah,
that's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about for an hour. I don't even know if they're going to have time for Q's and A's.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, they barely had time last year.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you everyone here in the room for taking the time to record.
Well, you betcha.
And thank you, BioWolf, for being available on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, ain't no problem. It's afternoon here, so it's kind of...
Hello.
We love you, Bio. So, we'll probably do another podcast recording here at some point, maybe like after the panel on Saturday or after the conclusion of PAX. But we'll try to be posting information out as we get more information throughout the weekend. And you guys will probably get another podcast on Tuesday next week. So, until next time, guys, keep on fragging lockout.
Catch you later.
Toodles.
Yay. Bye.